It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, baby announcement in the best way possible. 21 Pilots, Tyler Joseph announced he is expecting his first child, and he did it live during his set at Lollapalooza.
I know I said I'm bringing a couple people on stage.
Oh my God, is that girl finding out she's pregnant?
The crowd went wild in Berlin. It was really cool. Tyler brought his wifey Jenna up and she was patting her little belly saying, yep, I have a growing baby bump. And he just wanted to share with all of his fans and they're ecstatic to welcome their first baby into the world. That's got to be an awesome moment, right?
Yeah, that is cool. And especially now how you can share it with all your fans. That's great.
Absolutely. Well, Kanye West, his Sunday service rolls on in Chicago. This time he brought Chance the Rapper to join in.
You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Something of the underground, come and follow the trail. Amazing, Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I'm at Kanye West, I'm never going to hell.
I saw some friends that work in radio in Chicago, and it looked really cool. They got like some special seating because it was kind of a little drizzly.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was interesting.
I think it's really awesome he's doing this. He did confirm also that his gospel-inspired Jesus is King would arrive September 27th. However, during the service, he didn't perform any of his new stuff. He kept to the classics. He did Jesus Walks, A Little Fade, Father Search My Hands Part 1, and then, of course, Chance the Rapper joined in. They did a cool Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird, which I thought was
did he
really
do one of the most holiest covers of all time called Gold Digger? Did he do that?
No Gold Digger this time.
The one thing that was cool too, I saw a video of him, like, he had security guards like trying to clear out all the people. He's like, no, this is my city, these are my people. Here he was like Moses just asking people to move, and everybody just parted the way for Kanye.
Right.
Ultimate crowd control.
Well, Alec Baldwin was in the hot seat on a Saturday over the weekend. He had a Comedy Central roast, and his daughter was one of the first to give all the zingers Ireland Baldwin. Now, if you remember, back in the day, they made headlines after she revealed this voicemail her dad left her.
I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Gosh. That's when she was like 12.
That sounds like voicemails my dad used to leave me. Jeez.
That went viral, went all over the place. Now she's 23 years old. She took to the stage. She said, it's not easy to be the daughter of an iconic movie star, but I'm not here to talk about my mom. Kim Basinger. So she did a great job. It's pretty cool. And they all took it in stride. So apparently now they are buddy-buddy. They're friends once again.
That's good.
Yes. Well, this bond cannot be broken. John Cena and Nikki Bella, they split more than a year ago, but John still very close with her grandmother.
John. I mean, he's like a freaking magnet to me. And it's like my heart sinks so deep into my stomach. Like, I feel like I don't even know how to breathe, as if like my lungs are filled with fluid. Like, it's...
Yes, I think she'll always have feelings for John Cena, even though she's got a new man. But John is still close to her grandma. She says, hey, I love it. He treats her so amazing. Adding, my exes, they keep in touch with my family, but I don't talk to them. What do we think about this? Exes staying in touch with your fam, but not you.
It is. I think it would be awkward. But at the same time, though, when you develop a certain bond over time, you're just supposed to be like, oh, sorry, you're dead to me. It's weird. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
I've read a lot of books, and I feel sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes exes use that as a form of manipulation. If they want your family to think you are amazing and you are the sweet one and, oh, poor me. And they try to get in good with your family, so your family questions you.
So is your ex not allowed to be part of the family now?
No, he still is.
Okay. I mean, that's not uncommon if it's not. I mean, that happens like, hey.
But you just have to watch it and just set healthy boundaries, I guess. No, but I think, I mean, obviously, when everyone's kind and loving, I think that's always the best route to go.
Oh, for sure, especially if there's kids involved. So, yeah. Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.